From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgian police have released a photo of another suspect in Tuesday's triple terror bombings at the Brussels airport and subway station that killed at least 34 and wounded more than 200 others.
Le troisième suspect, vêtu d'une veste claire et portant un chapeau,
Belgian federal prosecutor Frederik van Leeuw said the suspect is seen wearing a light jacket and hat. The photo taken from a closed-circuit television that showed a man alongside two others who are believed to have been brothers and suicide bombers. Police also said they found a bomb, chemicals, and Islamic State flag in a raid on a house in a Brussels neighborhood. The IS group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's carnage. President Obama in Argentina Wednesday joined his Argentine counterpart in standing in solidarity with Belgium.
We understand the pain they feel viscerally because our countries as well have known the scourge of terrorism.
Secretary of State John Kerry will officially offer U.S. condolences and a visit to Brussels Friday. The U.S. has issued a travel warning to Americans throughout Europe, warning them to use caution at sporting events, tourist sites, restaurants, and on transportation, and advise them to take special care at large festivals and on religious holidays. Media reports indicate that the long-anticipated Iraqi offensive to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State is underway. An Iraqi military spokesman said Thursday that several villages on the outskirts have been captured already with the help of U.S. air support. Iraq's second-largest city fell to the IS fighters in June of 2014. The International Criminal Court Wednesday ordered a senior member of the Lord's Resistance Army to stand trial for crimes committed in Uganda. Dominic Ongwen faces 70 charges, including murder, rape, torture, and recruitment of child soldiers. This is VOA News.